that was when you were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was that important at that time? Was that an important event for you, at least at that point?
Well, it was one of those things that you knew you had to. Mm-hmm. So I told my mom, since I was going to be in eighth grade, why didn't I go ahead and get used to being with them? And going to school with them, because a lot of the white kids I already knew, as Charles spoke a while ago, I used to play with them, because where I live, it was always government apartments. And so there was a open field at the pants factory. Like on Sundays and stuff, everybody get together, play ball, whatever. And we played together. We might not could go in the same restaurants and sit down and eat together, but we did play together. So when I went to school, that was no problem, because like I said, a lot of the kids knew me. Mm-hmm. And like my mom had worked, you know, for some of the families, and so the kids knew, because I go to work sometime with my mom, you know, we play together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and I have to say, someone was kind of protective of me. Mm-hmm. Very helpful. There were a few teachers that were very helpful to the blacks, as far as I guess I should say we was kind of behind, because, you know, we always got the hand-me-down books. So even though I was on the honor roll in elementary school, we would still fall behind when we went to high school, because we didn't have the same textbooks. But there were a couple of teachers, I know we'll forget, that would stay after school just to help us, called our parents and talk to us to bring us up to where the other kids were. So it wasn't real bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just, are there any funny or interesting stories about school here in Roswell?
Well, interesting was, the teachers would have to make the other kids, when they put you off in groups to do assignments, the teacher would always have to say, well, Shirley doesn't have a group, or such and such, why don't you take Shirley in your group? Especially if it was kids and that I really didn't know in the class. Mm-hmm. And I guess that was part of my punishment, because I'd sit there and say I didn't like white folk all doing my class when I'd be the only one in there instead of listening. Because that part would that would get next to me. Because then you really knew they didn't want to be bothered with you. Mm-hmm. But that was one of those things I really hated, when you had to be put off in groups to do assignments.
Okay. Were there any particular teachers that stood out in your mind?
That was
besides the ones that helped you, were there maybe one of those particular teachers that you can recall?
Miss K, which was my biology teacher. My mom worked at the post office, and she would check on all my classes and report to my mom at the post office as to how I was doing and what she thought I needed help in. So I have to say she had a lasting impression on me. Mm-hmm. And she, it just wasn't me. She went out of her way to help other blacks. If you was willing to get the help, she didn't mind helping you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any contact with her today? Is she still
living? No, I don't have any contact with her. And in fact, I don't even know if she's still living now. Mm-hmm. But my elementary school teacher, she was my second and third grade teacher, believe it or not. Because during that time, what they did, they separated the smarter kids and they kept them in the second grade class. It didn't quite make sense, but it was like eight of us. Mm-hmm. And she was like my second mom. We used to call her Bulldog Jameson, because we swore she had eyes behind her head, because she knew everything. Mm-hmm. And I used to suck my thumb, and she embarrassed me so bad.